This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
Those are not things God said they have to have. They're things the me increasing and God decreasing. Those are the dictates of the flesh. I have to have this to be happy. I have to have that to be happy. And I'm going to pressure everybody around me to get it, or I ain't going to let them be happy either. Because I have to have it to be happy. Me, me, mine. I thought you were dead to Christ and dead to yourself and you're alive unto God. Is it something God has to have for you to be happy? No, but I have to have it. I thought you were dead. You resurrected you, didn't you? I was dead and buried with Christ, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm resurrected. The flesh man is back. And it's going to be my way. That's what happens when you can't be happy with where you are. I'm not saying be satisfied in the sense of like, I don't want more. But when you can't be happy with where you are, when you do have the word, you do have something to eat and you have shelter over your head, you have the basic necessities of life, but you can't be happy unless you have more. Whatever that more is, that is your God. Because the only thing you should understand is I can't be happy without God. But that's your God. That's why you can't be happy, because that's your God. No, that's not my God. I love Jesus when it's convenient. Your God is that thing you can't live without. I can live without Bible study. I can live without going to church. I can live without all that. That's because that ain't important to you. But I can't be happy without this, that new car. I saw this house. Ooh, I got to have that house. And you're going to do everything. I'm going to get me a second job to get that house. I'm going to keep me a second job to pay for that house. I don't have that much time to go to church anymore because I got my second job paying for the house. Who is your God? And God's got nothing against you having a nice house. But when that house is set up as an idol before God, God is against it. And I don't want to be owned by anything to that degree. I could be happy without my wife. And I love her with all my heart. And I hope she'll say the same thing too. I would still live. I would still make it. It'd be different. It'd be hard, but I'd make it. Because all I need is God. And she'll say the same thing. All you need is God. Because if you are, what did Christ need? What did he have? Did he have mother, father, brother, sister? He was close. He was family oriented. But many times he said, look, didn't you know I was about my father's business? He let him know where the priority was. I love you after God. Any scale of priority you look at is always God first, then your spouse, then your family, and then these other things. Even in the priority that God gives me, God is first to me. My wife is second to me. My kids are third to me. The church is fourth to me. And then other things come down. That's why if you understand that, you always put a line between family and the church. Because a lot of pastors put the church above their wife. They put the church above their family. That's why they lose their family. But God's the one who goes and tells you that if a man can't keep his house in order, he's not worthy of being over the house of God. So I'll tell you right there what priority they ought to be in. I can't have the church without my wife, but I can have my wife without the church. So I'll tell you the priority they're in. Wisdom from the word. Love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of the Father. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Did you know when by saying that all there is, listen to that word all. I like that. It makes it easy for me. All there is in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. He has just given me Satan's total artillery. Everything the devil can throw at me is going to fall under lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. If I can just avoid lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the devil can't get to me. It's all summed up. Think about Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve were being tempted in the garden, he started talking about, look at that. I'm saying apple. We don't know if it's apple, fruit. But look at that. Look at that thing. It's pleasing to the eyes, the lust of the eye. Oh, God doesn't want you to have it because then you'll be like him, the pride of life. I can be wise. Taste and see this good. Feed your flesh. What did he tempt him with? All three in one. He gave them the triple whammy, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of life. Everywhere where you fall, it's under one of those categories. Because that's the only ammunition the devil has, the only areas he can attack you in. Because the lust of the flesh, he's got to appeal to the flesh. Ain't no use him appealing to your spirit to do anything evil. If you're a Christian, your spirit ain't going to agree with him to do anything evil, but the flesh will agree, so he starts talking to the flesh.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
What did he tempt them with? All three in one. He gave them the triple whammy, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of life. Everywhere where you fall, it's under one of those categories. Because that's the only ammunition the devil has, the only areas he can attack you in. Because the lust of the flesh, he's got to appeal to the flesh. Ain't no use him appealing to your spirit to do anything evil. If you're a Christian, your spirit ain't going to agree with him to do anything evil, but the flesh will agree, so he starts talking to the flesh. You know, you don't feel good. Yeah, you know, I am kind of sick. Then he can start manifesting in there. That's why I say all kind of little symptoms can come, but just because I have a symptom don't mean I'm sick. I start talking the right thing right then, and that thing never takes hold of me. I don't start talking about having a sniffle. I say, I'm healed. I'm not receiving it. It's not mine. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I command every tissue, every body to flow in accordance to the word of God and the will of God. And then you stand right there and you put up your battlefront, that thing will leave. It won't manifest. But if you start saying, you know, it is going around the office. I must have been touching the keyboard since somebody else had a cold. You're already making excuses of why you're sick and how to be sick. Y'all start saying, nope, not mine. Healed from top of my head to soles of my feet. But Satan will begin to appeal to that flesh. Now, in the flesh we look at, how much time do we have back there? I didn't set the clock. The sound man disappeared. We'll find it out later. But the lust of the flesh, very often we look at and we think that that's, just sexual sin. Lust of the flesh is a man wanting to be a woman he's not married to, or wanting to be with another, or a woman wanting to be with a man, or people wanting to. That's all we think of lust of the flesh is. But you know, the flesh goes beyond that. This is more than just sexual sin. Lust of the flesh, it includes worldly ambitions and selfish aims. You know, that's lust of the flesh. Worldly ambition and selfish aims. It also, it's to judge everything in the world by material standards. If you're a materialistic girl or a materialistic guy and you judge your status in life by how much you have, you are guilty of lust of the flesh. Satan has tempted you to fall over into it, and he is tempting you in that area of lust of the flesh. It's to live a life that's dominated by senses. What's real to you is what you see, touch, taste, smell, and hear. What you believe the Word of God says is never real to you or never as real. The just live by faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. That's talking to Christians. But if you're a person who insists on it's real to me only if I can touch it, taste it, smell it, or see it, other than that, it is not real to me, you are guilty of lust of the flesh. Because your flesh desires to sense. Your spirit says, all I need to do is see in the word and believe. I don't require any circumstances to be any certain way. If God says I'm blessed, I'm the head, not the tail. Well, I don't need to look at my circumstances saying I'm not to believe I'm not. I'll just believe what the word says. I am. And that belief is what brings it into the natural as a manifested fact. All you got to do is know that the word says it and you believe it. The spirit does not require any sensory evidence at all. None. But the lust of the flesh does. If you live life dominated by the senses, it is to be gluttonous in food. Did you know that's lust of the flesh? Yeah. To be gluttonous in food, to be lustful and laxed in morals. Lust of the flesh is to be selfish in use of possessions, to grab every little thing and say it's yours. You know, I go to work, my money is mine. I'm not giving anybody to a brother and sister that needs it. I'm not giving any to the church. This is my money. I went to work for this. That's lust of the flesh. Sometimes that desire to have enough money to be secure, if you're not careful, that can become, not necessarily disappointed at where it's wise, but that can become lust of the flesh. If you're a person that thinks because you have X amount of dollars in the bank, your life is okay, that's lust of the flesh. Because you can't have enough money to make you, that it should make you feel your life is okay. Nor should you feel your life is falling apart because you don't have any money. If you're walking by faith, what you see doesn't matter. God clothes the field. They don't toil. The birds of the field don't toil, don't do anything, but God clothes them. God feeds them. God provides for them. If it came to a situation where you're in the will of God and you don't have a source of income, God will be your source of income. If you believe that, but if you say, I've got to have so much money in the bank in order to feel like I'm a right person, what is your faith in? Your faith is not in your God, or is it in your God? If I have enough of my God in the bank, then I'll feel okay. If I just get enough of my God in the bank. You cannot serve two masters. Can't serve God and mammon both. You will love one and hate the other, or love the one and love the other and hate the one. That's what he's saying. Money should not be your source of security. The world would try and make it that, even in everything they do. That doesn't mean you shouldn't save. That doesn't mean you shouldn't invest. That means you shouldn't stockpile. Now, there's a difference between investing and saving and stockpile. There are some people to make. I was figuring out like Michael Jordan's salary, and this is no reflection on him, but they said that last year he made $75 million. I think I figured that out to be something like $8,250,000 a month. Must be nice. Now, what would one man need to do with all that money? Now, he has a lot of charities and a lot of other stuff, but suppose you had the kind of money. Would you just stockpile it, not share it, not see anybody need and help them? Some people say no real quick. What about the $50 you make now? Do you stockpile that? If God wants to use you, do you give? Yeah, see, if you're free, if you're liberal, I'm not saying throw away every dime, but if you're free and liberal and you give, you'll be a giver when you have lots of it. He who is faithful with little shall be given much. But we're going to stop here. We're going to close in prayer because I got a lot more to say on this. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your word, Lord. We thank you for the Spirit of God caring enough about us to teach us, to instruct us, to direct us in righteousness. Father, we thank that the word of God is alive unto us, Father. It's causing us to grow and to develop. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in a